I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Come here. How'd you become a top-ranking public solvent? I heard there on the Joe Duffy Show during the week, the top-ranking public solvents are going to get a 15% pay rise. Joe was raging, because if they get another few rises like that, they'd nearly earn as much as he does. I wouldn't go for Joe's job myself, Nola. I couldn't be listening to Gormies from Offaly ringing in to complain how they got caught on a Tarm Academy scam. But the top-ranking public solvent gig looks right up my alley, bae. From what I can see, the job mainly involves refusing to talk to reporters on the way into some tribunal of investigation. Then, when you get in there, saying it was all someone else's fault. I don't think I'd need a few years of training to do that at all, like. But Jesus, I'm mad as a man from Macroom that those jobs are like hen's teeth. But come on, like, it's time to get the ordinary man in at the top, so he can tell all the posh langers working for him the way things really are. I don't mind the ordinary woman getting a job in there either, as long as she dolls herself up a bit, like, you know. So anyway, it's all about who you know at this level, and the only person I know is Budgie, and he's close to useless. So, could you arrange a meeting with me, Hall Martin? I'll make a case for the ordinary man, as Christy Moore had put it. Don't you do any, Blackpool?
I called into the posh cousin's pad on the Black Rock Road and asked if she could pull a few strings. She said there's no point, Audrey. Me hall is already pretending to be the ordinary man. I said, but he lives in Ballinlough. She said, exactly.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. I remember growing up when the Dubliners would be on the telly and I'd think, I bet you now there's an awful smell off them with their badly kept beards and second-hand suits. That put me off Dublin men for life until Berna said she saw a survey online that said they're like wizards in the sack. So didn't I join up this dating app called Yous Cultures Don't Know What Yous Are Missing. Wah! It wasn't long before I was messaging this chap called Steve-o. I asked him if that was Steve with a no at the end, and he said, no, that's his brother. His own actual name is Steve-o. The Dubs are daft, but didn't I suggest we have an old meeting anyway this weekend so I can check out his wizard in the sack credentials? And didn't he suggest that I go up to Dublin and we could go to the football match in Croke Park? Cork versus Dublin. I said, grand, but I'm not going up in Hill 16. It's full of Dublin taxi drivers. And he says, I'm a Dublin taxi driver. And that was awkward for a while, I can tell you. But long story short, I'm going to stand on Hill 16 this Saturday and I'm dreading it. Do you think I should keep my mouth shut? Rosaline Bala Desmond.
I'm friends with the Dublin rep at the Irish Association of Agony Aunts and Uncles. His name is Steve-o as well. I said, what's your advice to a Valley Desmond woman on Hill 16? He said, shout for Dublin. I said, for safety reasons. He said, no, for being on the winning side reasons. What? Hashtag cocky dubs.
Now listen up, Paddy. I've just come from a meeting of the British establishment where we gave each other a good old thrashing until our bottoms were red raw and agreed that it didn't do us any harm. Except for Fishy Osborne, who cried for an hour because he misses Nanny. Anyway, someone mentioned a rail strike here in England. Something to do with trains, which I'm told are rather popular with the lower orders. The staff are going on strike, and it's all the fault of some union leader called Mick Lynch. It was agreed we'd attempt to paint this Lynch as some kind of crazy commie. When I typed Mick Lynch into Google, it came back with, must be from Cork with a name like that. So, do you have any dirt we can use on this Lynch character? Lord Edmund Servants Banker, London.
I rang my mother there and said, how many McLinches are there in Cork? She said, as many arseholes as there are in the British establishment. I said, that many?
It's eco-aware on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who are switching to electric cars even though we barely notice the price of petrol. Lorna underscore hippie messaged me yesterday and told me I'm out of the group and tennis club if I don't get rid of my panda-killing diesel car, even though it's a very passable Mercedes. I was going to reveal what her Ken got up to on that golf trip to Portugal, but she'll know what my Ken told me and I don't want to get him in trouble. So Audrey, what's a suitable entry-level electric car for a Douglas Road stunner? Jenny Douglas Road.
It's the Douglas Road, Jenny, so you can't go far wrong with a Volvo. I'm told their electric models deliver a great old ride, which is what Bruna Crum and Buckley said about your Ken when they hooked up in Portugal.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.